God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon, and an empty grave is there to prove you thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was for keeping. Yes, Lord. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free. So I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Hallelujah. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrifice your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know there is power, a power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I said there's power, a power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I said there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Come on and say there's power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. I said there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I'm singing glory to his name, a precious name. I'm singing glory to his name, a precious name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, a precious name. I'm singing glory to his name, a precious name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name, singing glory to his name, a precious name, a singing glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Say it. There to my heart was the blood applied. There to my heart was the blood applied. there to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to his Alleluia. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Singing glory to his name, a precious name, a singing glory to his name. Where to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reign. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, lift your hands and say, Hallelujah. 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 Host, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Just take it away.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Rosman, for your time of worship and song. And thank you, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Paula Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, sounded the master's call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speakers' bios. The theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as was Minister Brenda, as a psalmist, such as was Minister Reisman, or as a host, such as I am doing, or to share a word from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your info to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. So you just need to stay on the line. What brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The Morning Motivational Call, the MMC, is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. And today is Presidential Tuesday, and the host will be manager from South Florida, and the guest this morning will be our own beloved Executive President Candida Mosley. The number to reach this call is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617. And I go back, our host this morning is Manager Genevieve Banks-Giles. To avoid any charges when you call this number, you want to dial the bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Again, the number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294617. To avoid any charges, please dial 716-293-9707. And now I'm going to introduce our speaker for the morning. Our speaker for the morning is Minister Robin B. Wilson, a devoted servant of God, a daughter, sister, mentor, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. Her mission is to pray, inspire, empower, mentor, and equip others to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the word, and discipling believers. That is our minister, Robin B. Wilson. At this time, I am going to pray, and after I pray, the next voice that you hear will be our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Robin. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you first, Lord, for touching us with your hand and allowing us to see this day, Lord, and breathing into us the breath of life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that is going to go forth this day, Lord. We ask you to bless us and keep us, Lord. We ask you to open our hearts, our minds, and our ears, Lord, so that we may hear the word that you have for us this day, Lord. We ask you to go with our speaker this morning, Lord, to strengthen her and encourage her, to allow her to bring forth those words which you have given her to say unto us this morning, Lord. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Can you hear me, Minister Janice?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. I loved it. It's all about Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Prayer General, for greeting the people. Thank you, Psalmist Roslyn, for bringing us into the presence of the Lord. And most importantly, to my leaders, to the co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I love you. I thank you. I honor you. And I pray for you daily as I do for our team. You are truly a blessing, and I am so glad that you are a part of my life. God knew exactly what he was doing when he brought me to the master's call. So I'm not going to take up too much time, but it is Holy Week, and we serve a holy, holy God. So let's talk about legacy. That's the title of my message. Let's talk about legacy. Our Father God left us a legacy. He gave us his best, Jesus. So we, too, should be thinking about, planning, and discussing legacy. The scripture that I've been spending time in is found in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9, and I'm going to read it from the New King James Version, and it reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate." Now, talking about legacy, yes, put your name in the scripture, as this is God's love letter to us. And when I talk about legacy, it's not just for our biological children, all of us. We are living epistles. If you belong to the Lord, you're a living epistle being read by all men. So you're leaving a legacy. Somebody's looking at you. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's hearing you. Somebody is going to repeat the same thing that you may be saying or doing. Somebody's wondering, what is it about that individual? So when we talk about legacy, it's not just our immediate family. It's all of those individuals who we may have an opportunity to cross their path. It's not just based on today, but it's about tomorrow. It's about the future. And if we look at things that are going on here on this earth, we know that we are about our Father's business, just like our King, Lord Jesus, was. So let's not just focus on living our life here on earth and not making plans for tomorrow. And you may have already made plans, or you may be contemplating plans, and that's good. But if you have not yet, this is just a word of encouragement. And when God speaks through me, he starts with me. So there are three fingers pointing back to me, not just one, but I said three. So legacy is important. And God is so good. When and if we don't think about our future generation, there is chaos, and we see all of that going on now. We see that there's a lot of mental health challenges individuals are having and experiencing. We see that there's suicide, there's despair, there's robbery, there's shooting. People are getting pushed off train tracks. We just see so many demonic activities taking place. And I can go on and on and on and on. But we know that there is a mighty God that we serve. And we don't have to be moved by fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So when you see these things, or when you hear these things, we are to pray. We are to speak God's word. And think about all of the bitterness that is in this world that may even be going on around you, all the bickering and family members. I know I can attest to it, but I have to keep my eye on Jesus. I have to continue to run this race. I have to be an example to my nephews, to my family members, to my coworkers, to my staff, to whoever I see on the street. I want to be that example. I may not see them only but one time, but I want them to be able to look at me and not to see Robin, but to see Jesus in me. That's my prayer that I pray every day. And I'm sure if not, it shall be yours too. Lord, let the people see you in me. Let the words that I speak, Lord God, be words that can edify someone, words that can love someone, words that can encourage them, words that will lead them to you so that that veil of darkness is removed from their eyes. And also in Deuteronomy 6, God gave Moses instructions. And when he gave him those instructions to the second generation of the Israelites, think about it. The first generation, they blew it. The only two left were Joshua and Caleb, and they were going to enter the promised land. Those two young men were focused, and the commandments were given again to this new generation. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to speak the commandments. We're going to believe them and decree them over individuals. And then that's what Moses did with this second generation. He drove home the priority and the process of preparing children and their grandchildren. And that's what we are going to do. Whether you're a spiritual parent, a biological parent, a relative, a grandma, a granddaddy, an uncle, or even an auntie, maybe just even a friend, God lives big in you. And you are the head. You're not the tail. You're above. You're not beneath. And the words that you speak are powerful because the anointing that is in you, up on you, comes from our Lord. Glory to God. So when we think about the future generation, let's think about what needs to be said to them, what we can do, what part can we play. Jesus loved us so much. He said to us in John 14, verse 18, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Let's not leave this generation comfortless. Let's make sure that we're speaking into the sons and the daughters. Let's make sure that they have a word. Who knows what they may be going through? You may just love on someone, and that may be something that they need. And you saying to them that God loves them, I mean, that can just bless an individual because they're not receiving that love at all. So we know that we have the Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit is with us. He comforts us. He guides us. He even assists us when we're praying and we don't know how to pray. So as we continue to think about the next generation, There's many that are walking around here with blinders on their eyes. They don't even know which way to go. They're believing things that they shouldn't even be believing. They're watching things. They're doing things that they shouldn't even be doing. They're saying things that they shouldn't even be saying. So let's be that light that dispels that darkness wherever you are in your sphere of this earth, no matter where you are. You are that light. Let's think about how we can spiritually prepare the next generation, how we can speak to them. Ask the Lord, Father, what can I do? When we meditate on his word day and night, and when we do and we observe his word, we know that's how we're going to have success. So when you spend that time before him, being still, listening to him and saying, Lord, what can I do? What can I do for the next generation? I want to be part. I want to speak into someone's life. I want someone to be able to read me and to see Jesus in me. And God, when he speaks to us, he's speaking to his children. He's speaking as a father. He's Abba Father. He's Daddy God. He's speaking to those that have a relationship with him. And that's what we have. And we see that in verse 4 of Deuteronomy 6. He loves them so much. And Jehovah as our God, it's not an impersonal God. It's a loving Father. He commands them to love him with their whole heart, with their soul, and with their strength and might. So we, that's a commandment for us, to love him. And as we love him with this agape love, we can impart that to somebody else. And that's what we're supposed to do here on this earth. And he even said in verse 6, teach them. Teach them in the way that they're supposed to go. So when we teach others, make sure we're telling them about the Lord. Make sure that we're letting them know that they are loved. Make sure we let them know that they can have that same joy that they see on us. Let them know that they can have a relationship with Jesus just as we have. And we know that the relationship that we have, it changed us. We recognize God as our supreme authority in our lives. Glory to God. We are committed to him. We want others to be committed to him. And yes, we know God can't usurp anyone's authority. They do have a mind of their own. They may not want to, but at least God can say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant, because you spoke. You loved on them. You shared with them. You told them about the good news of Jesus Christ. You told them how much he loves them and he wants to be a part of their life. So God is so good and he's so concerned about legacy. And legacy is eternal. It is eternal. It is something that will stay with them. Because our King is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his word is not going to be voided. It's not going to be canceled. And his word is a treasure. His word is medicine. And it's something that they need. And as we decree it and as we speak it over individuals, that is leaving legacy. We don't know how God is going to change an individual, use an individual. But because you imparted, I imparted into them, glory to God, they can and will be changed because God loves them just as much as he loves us. And one of my favorite scriptures, and then I'll end with this in Matthew 6:33, when we seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things, seeking in order to find him, aiming at and striving after him, he said all these other things are going to be added to us. all of these things. Legacy. Legacy is so key. Mm-hmm. I think about my nephews. I think about, again, my staff. They do not yet, in the mighty name of Jesus, I believe that they will come to know him, you know, and I stand on that. I see them the way God sees them. I'm not moved by their shenanigans, as my grandma would say. I don't like it. I pray. And if I need to remove myself, I will. And if I need to go back to the Father and say, Lord, I need your help. Because I really, really, really want to slap them. Lord, I need your help. Keep me calm. Let the joy of the Lord continue to show in my countenance. Because I want to leave something to these young people. And even the mature, I don't like to use the word old. I like to say mature individuals. So that they know. There's something different about her. Oh, yeah, it's that Jesus. That's what she keeps talking about. That's how she walks. That's how she lives. Again, leaving legacy. They may not know him yet, but I believe in the name of Jesus, others will. So let's continue. Let's think about legacy. During this Holy Week, during our lives, our God reigns. He reigns, he reigns. And we're living epistles, and we're being read by all. In the mighty name of Jesus, back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin. Thank you for that anointed word, Lord. For speaking to us about what we are to be focusing on, the legacy. And as you pointed out, the legacy, as we are contemplating this Holy Week and we're thinking back on what Jesus has done for us, let us also remember what we are to do for him. I will now pray over our prayer requests for the week. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you first, Lord, thanking you for allowing your speaker, Lord, for your servant to bring forth the word that you had for her to do this morning. Lord, we thank you also for the opening of our ears and our hearts so that we have heard and we will receive the word, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the growth that we are going to experience because of this word that we have heard this day. Lord, I'd like to thank you for the, I bring before you, Lord, those who are sick among us, Lord. I ask you to comfort and strengthen, Lord, and to heal those people who are going through sickness and infirmity, Lord. We speak especially for baby Alexi, Lord, who is your child and has been struggling since the day of birth, Lord. But we know that you are with her, you are her comforter, you are her strength, Lord. And we ask you to encourage the hearts and minds of her parents so as they journey, take this journey with her. Lord, we speak about all among us who may have illness, have been visited by illness, Lord. But we know with your strength and power that you can handle that, and we ask you, Lord, to handle it. Lord, we also come before you for those that are experiencing grief at this time. We pray for the Johnson family, which will be burying their sister on Saturday. We also pray, Lord, We also pray, Lord, for the homegoing of all that may be taking place this week, and those who are also in mourning because of the recent loss of a loved one, Lord. We ask you to comfort them, to give them your peace, Lord. We also come before you, Lord, for the seniors that are in nursing centers, Lord. Allow the hands of those that are touching them to be the hands of love, Lord. Sweep out of the way, Lord, any that come to hurt, harm, or bring danger to them, Lord. Wrap them in your loving care and allow them to feel the love that you have for them, even in this time of old age, Lord. We also ask you, Lord, to protect those that must still continue to work, although, Lord, they are of an age where they would think that they should lay down and be tired, Lord. Allow them to still feel the fulfillment of you in them as they go through doing things that they may not want to do, but that they have to do because of financial need, Lord. Lord, we also ask you to bless those people that are our caretakers. Strengthen them, Lord, in a special way. Allow their hearts to be encouraged, Lord, to not become weary and well-doing, Lord, to know that you are still there with them, Lord, and that you still lead, guide, and comfort them, Lord. Help them to stay strong and to allow them to take rest when they need rest, Lord. And it's with the rest, Lord, that's the renewal that they will find and for the service that they put forth every day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all travel, all the safe traveling that has taken place thus far, Lord. We thank you for your traveling mercies that you have given to your people to allow them to travel on the highways and byways without hurt, harm, and danger coming to them. And, Lord, we pray against those spirits that come to oppress our youth, Lord, that spirit of suicide, Lord, which seeks to destroy, Lord. But we know, Lord, that through you we have the victory. Our victory is assured, Lord. Let us be the mouthpieces that encourage, that offer the hope, that show the love that is needed to turn someone from a path of destruction into a path of light. Lord, we ask all these things in your blessed name. Amen. After to hear the playback of this message, and I'm sure you're going to want to hear it, you need to dial 712-432-1085. And that PIN is 957-677-pound. To hear the playback, dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-pound. We also invite you again to join the morning motivational call, which is Presidential Tuesday, which is hosted by manager Genevieve Giles Banks. And the speaker of this morning will be Executive President Candida Mosley. To reach that call, you are to dial 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-pound. Again, we'd like to thank you, Minister Roslyn, for our time of worship and song. We thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And we thank you, Minister Robin, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Praise God, praise God. Spirit of the living God, you are holy. You are holy. And we're going to think about legacy just like you did, Abba Father. We will speak your word, live your word, walk your word, believe your word, decree your word. We're going to share it with all that we meet so that when they see us, when they're looking at us, they see our King. We glorify you, we honor you, and we love you. Family, go out, have an awesome day, because you are victorious in Christ Jesus. Bye-bye.